A 3-year, $1 million grant from the U.S. Department of Justice will help Erie County's Health Department establish an opioid overdose review board. The board will conduct case-by-case investigations into what got individuals addicted, what led them to overdose, and what strategies could have helped them. Another 3-year grant from the DOJ for more than $845,000 will help establish a risk assessment program for individuals referred to criminal probation. Probation Commissioner Brian McLaughlin says the funds will give his department the opportunity to get ahead of the problem.
Everybody that comes in that's assigned to probation will now be screened for drug addiction and for opioid use. Those that are especially high risk will be put onto an intensive supervision opioid caseload. It'll be lower numbers. It'll be capped at 30. There'll also be a peer navigator assigned full-time to those people to help them find their way through the system.
A 4-year, $1.6 million grant from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services will be used to expand the county's overdose reversal training program. It will also expand pilot programs in emergency departments to prescribe buprenorphine for opioid recovery treatment. County Executive Mark Polenkar says the federal government chose Erie County because the benefit of its programs have been shared across the region.
We basically took it on our own to fund programs that we knew would help people in other counties because the drug dealers, the pharmaceutical companies, they don't care about the dotted lines on the map.
Combined, the grants add up to more than $3.4 million. Polenkar says as long as it's approved by the county legislature, the money can be included in the amended county budget for 2019. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.